News Talk 1620 WTAW. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Douglas Nissan, home of the nice guys. See what you could be saving at Douglas Nissan off Highway 6 in College Station, or visit homeoftheniceguys.com. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. 3 days this week, the College Station City Council held budget workshops. Mayor Nancy Berry says one of the proposed changes is reducing the number of additional fire department employees from 7 to 5 in order to fund a 3% pay raise for existing firefighters.
How are they able to retain and recruit?
Mm-hmm.
And Chief Hurt said that they're having difficulty recruiting qualified candidates. And when they recruit them, they still have to put them through training, and they're not going to be an effective firefighter for 18 months. And they're losing out good candidates to other neighboring cities who pay more.
A public hearing on next year's College Station public budget will be held September 11th. For the second time in 3 years, a College Station software company is looking to expand.
The College Station City Council has been asked to approve an economic development agreement with Staticorp, which is located on Lakeway Drive on the east side of the freeway south of William D. Fitch. In 2011, the company purchased 9 acres of land from the city. Now it wants the city to fast-track development plans, convert 30 acres to parkland use, and vacate the back half of a side street, Technology Way. In return, Staticorp has 7 years to construct and occupy a $3 million building and hire an additional 15 employees, generating an additional payroll of at least $1 million. Council will consider the agreement Monday night, moving up the regular meeting from Thursday, in part due to the A&M football season opener. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
The field for this year's Buffalo Stampede Half Marathon and 5K will include an internationally known runner. Brazos Valley Museum of Natural History Director Deborah Kalman announced Thursday its partnership with John McEnroy of South Africa as part of his first trip ever to the United States.
Friend of the museum, Corey Arkak, is also a good friend of John McEnroy. She had actually participated in the last Uneguasha challenge. She talked him into coming here first. We're number one to run in the Buffalo Stampede and support the museum.
In addition to starting the Uneguasha Challenge, McEnroy is also known for the motivational campaign known as I Wear Red Socks on Friday. The Buffalo Stampede is part of the museum's Boonville Days event, the first Saturday in October. There have been two weather phenomenons this summer, no 100-degree highs and no hurricanes in the Gulf of Mexico. Texas A&M climatologist Robert Cordy says due to climate changes, the action has been in the Pacific.
The Pacific is a much larger fraction of the globe than the Atlantic, and water temperatures there have been running above normal in the tropics this summer. A tropical storm hit the Big Island of Hawaii, which is an extraordinarily rare event. So Hawaii is a rather small target.
Cordy expects the Gulf to stay calm through the rest of the hurricane season. Bryan Police has issued a public awareness notice that applies to those in the downtown area Saturday between 11 and 2. At the corner of William Joel Bryan and Main Street, local members of Open Carry Texas will be holding long rifles and pre-1899 black powder revolvers, or replicas, which is allowed under current state law. This look at news brought to you by Douglas Nissan. We'll have more at 6:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
In 8 years, I'll be an alcoholic. I'll start drinking in middle school, but my parents won't start talking to me about it until high school. By then, I'll already be in some trouble. The thing is, my parents won't even see it coming.
Start talking before they start drinking. Kids who drink before age 15 are 5 times more likely to have alcohol problems. To learn more, go to StopAlcoholUnder21.org. Brought to you by the Brazos Valley Council on Alcohol and Substance Abuse.
Good morning at 6:10. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast roof system, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com.
Plenty of sunshine and plenty of heat will continue through today with high temperatures well up in the 90s to near 100 during this afternoon. Overnight clear and warm. Low temperature by Saturday morning, 75 to 80. Little change in the forecast for the weekend as well, as sunshine will continue right on through Saturday. Temperatures near 100. Clear skies, upper 70s at night, and mostly to occasionally partly sunny on Sunday near 100. This is Gary Best, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at your sports here in just a little bit, with Aggie showing well all over the world in the Pan-Pacific Championships for swimming. A pair of Aggies on the football team that are up for the Tyler Rose Award, Major League Baseball, Little League World Series, preseason football, and more coming up in sports. We'll cover all that for you at 6:50.
The Tyler Rose Award?
Mm-hmm.
So it's named after a guy who played at Texas?
It's for any outstanding offensive player in the country with ties to the state of Texas.
Oh. That way they get him to come to Tyler and eat a piece of chicken.
That would be my guess.
Oh. Pick up some hardware and get a piece of chicken.
Yep.
All right. So Victoria Farron said she was flying from Detroit Metropolitan Airport to the Philippines with $200 in cash. On form, she said she had $1,200. Then in the various wallets in her carry-on bag, she had $8,000 there.
Holy cow.
Security found $4,000 sewn into the bag, $970 in sealed envelopes. Then she admitted to having $3,000 in her blouse, and then there's $2,000 sewn into her bra strap. The pat-down led to the front of the girdle. And so the federal government's trying to take the $40,977 it says that Victoria was trying to smuggle out of the country. The newly retired 78-year-old had recently sold her house. Said she carried the money instead of wiring it because it was safer. Made her lumpy at the airport, but it made her safer. Just
with that much, she was dang near bulletproof.
Yeah. It's going to be a good morning. A good morning. Well, and again, going over to the Philippines where... Never mind.
Yeah.
Together.
We got a lot of information.
I mean, you know, what's the difference between 200 and 40,000? You know, it's a matter of counting on a different base.
That's fuzzy math right there.
As it would be. Yeah.
For your car, your home, your business too, Acme Glass takes care of you. For over 60 years, we're the clear leader. Our quality and value keep shining through. For repair and replacement on all kinds of glass, you can trust Acme for quality that lasts. Where quality and value keep shining through, Acme Glass, we're the clear leader.
So it's about 6:13, News Talk 1620, WTAW. It'd be the 22nd of August, day 234, 131 of them to go. Ask permission first, but it's Hug Your Boss Day.
I think you just need to do it and see what Mr. Downs does.
Ben, get away from Louie. Just stay away from Louie all day long.
Oh, middle picture, go away, go away, go
Tongue twister day. Sometimes it's a tongue twister for some folks, and sometimes it's not.
Toy boat.
Them too. Eat a peach day. Peach day.
Does that have anything to do with the Allman Brothers, I mean?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
It's a daffodil day. You can eat a daffodil if you want to. And it's Cadillac day. So.
Oh, nice.
If you got it, smoke it. All right, so for birthdays.
Howie D from the Backstreet Boys is 41 years old.
And again, we're at work.
Absolutely. Kristen Wiig is 41. She played Steve Carell's love interest in Anchorman. Richard Armitage is 43 from Hobbit and Captain America. Gita De Laurentiis is 44. She's one of the celebrity chefs.
Of course.
Giada.
Well, did I say Gita? I'm sorry. You're right. It is Giada. Ty Burrell is 47. James DeBarge from El DeBarge is 51. Tori Amos is 51. Colin Ray, country singer, is 55. Vernon Reed, the guitarist and actor from Living Color, is 56. Holly Dunn, another country singer, is 57. Cindy Williams. Shirley.
Not a country singer.
No, she's Shirley from Laverne and.
Shirley, yeah.
Is 67. The Big Tuna, Bill Parcells, is 73. Valerie Harper is 75. She was Rhoda.
And still alive.
Yes.
She has had some kind of cancer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay.
And Carl Yastrzemski, Yaz, is 75 today.
Norman Schwarzkopf, the Stormer, Storman Norman, 80 years old today.
I thought he passed.
Doesn't say that here.
Okay.
I don't know. Ron Dante, 69 years old today. You're going, who?
Exactly.
He was the Archies. He did all the male voices. Did all the voices of the Archies.
Really?
Yeah, he is the Archies.
Wow.
69. Shall we drag sugar out just so you can have a little earworm today? Eh, probably not.
No.
Tomorrow, National Sponge Cake Day. That way you can kind of eat something that's sweet and it's probably, you know, doesn't make you too fat. But anyhow, and birthdays.
Jeremy Lin, formerly with the Houston Rockets, now in L.A. Lakers, 26. Kobe Bryant is 36. Scott Kahn is 38. He played Dano in the new Hawaii 5-0.
Oh, yeah.
Ray Park is 40. He played Darth Maul in Phantom Menace. Jay Moore is 47 years old.
Lone Ranger. Just the Lone Ranger story on Letterman. Just saying. That's it. Okay.
Jimmy Jameson is 63. He's the lead singer for Survivor and the Real Men of Genius ads.
Oh, yeah.
Shelley Long, 65. Diane from Cheers. Rick Springfield, heartthrob and singer, is 65. The real Rudy Rudiger, 66 years old. Richard Sanders is 74. He was Les Nessman at WKRP.
Oh, yeah.
And Barbara Eden, who about a month ago put on the old genie costume and it still fits.
Wow, pretty
is
good.
83 years old.
Wow, Vera Miles is 84. Shelley Long, remember her from Cheers? Wow, she's 65.
I did that one.
I'm sorry. That makes me, that, I don't know. She just didn't. Well,
and you never see her again. She
no.
just kind of did that and was done.
Clipping coupons, maybe. Who knows? On Sunday, it's Go Topless Day. It's Peach Pie Day, which I guess goes along with that.
Eat a peach thing.
It's a National Waffle Day on Sunday.
And us with no Waffle House.
I know. And it's a sad day for Pluto.
Oh.
Pluto.
Was this the demotion day?
This was demotion day for the planet. Now it's just a big old chunk of rock out there. All right, and the birthday.
Kenny Baker, R2-D2 from all the movies, is 80 today. Steve Guttenberg, 56 on Sunday.
You think he used that in a bar?
Oh, you know he did.
Yeah.
I would have.
I mean, yeah. No way to prove.
No,
right? Okay.
Absolutely not. Yeah. Rupert Grint. I wonder how many other little people did the same thing.
Yeah,
Rupert Grint is 26. He was in the Harry Potter movies. Dave Chappelle, 41. David Gregory, the host of Meet the Press.
Not anymore. He was demoted 2 weeks ago.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. They gave him $4 million, and he said, okay, I'll go away.
He's still 44, though.
He is, though, yeah.
Marley Matlin is 49. Reggie Miller, former NBA star, 49. Craig Kilborn, who was big and then not, is 52.
He's the guy who left that Daily Show. They said it'll never be the same.
Yeah.
Is that right?
That's the one.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
David Kochner is 52. He played Tamp Kind in the Anchorman movies, and he was also in The Office. Uh-huh. Jared Harris is 53 from Mad Men. Cal Ripken Jr.
Oh, yeah.
Proving that everything is still pretty cool in America, 54. And the chairman of the WWE, who is still falling off his piles of money, Vince McMahon, 69 years old.
Wow. Mike Huckabee, friend of Ben Downs, 59 years old on Sunday. And Michael Richards, who was Kramer, of course, 64.
And got in a lot of trouble.
Yeah, well, he did. And decorated Vietnam vet and former U.S. Senator Max Cleland, 72. There you go. There's a ton of birthdays. It's 619.
Now, here's the morning Sean Hannity update.
All right, as the parents of American journalist James Foley express their loss to the public, and our prayers go with them, President Obama was, well, he's fist-bumping with former NBA star Alonzo Mourning on the golf course. Now, what kind of message does the president's action send to the parents of Foley, the American people, and those responsible for this horrific, evil act? For one, it shows the president doesn't seem to take the issue seriously. If he did, he would have made his remarks about Foley's execution at the hands of ISIS radical Islamic militants, and then headed to the Situation Room, or at least back to Washington. This is the first American killed at the hands of a radical group which has expressed its desire to drown all Americans in blood. You think the president would have a better priority than playing golf with Alonzo Mourning?
Join Sean later today right here on the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW. The state of Israel is under attack by an enemy, a terrorist group known as Hamas, a group that values death over life. Now, that's the same Hamas that cheers when Americans die. Now, we mourn the loss of innocent life in Gaza, but those deaths are not collateral damage. That's all part of a deliberate plan by Hamas to cause the death of its own women and children and use those deaths to garner international sympathy. It's a grotesque strategy, one that the media needs to expose and the world should universally condemn. Now, to send a powerful message to the world that America stands with Israel in this battle for her survival, please go to the website, one word, StopHamasNow.com. StopHamasNow.com. We need you to let our leaders know that you stand against Hamas. This is not just Israel's fight. It's America's fight and the civilized world's fight. Go to StopHamasNow.com. That's StopHamasNow.com. And let American leaders know where you stand. This ad paid for by StopHamasNow.com.
Looking for the best health and wellness secrets in town? Is staying active a top priority in your life? Then Brazos Wellness is the publication for you. It's filled exclusively with local articles and everything you need to know about wellness in the Brazos Valley. Maintaining good health is important to everyone. To advertise your business in Brazos Wellness magazine, call Sam Jones with Brian Broadcasting or email sam@brianbroadcasting.com. That's sam@brianbroadcasting.com.
For your car, your home, your business too, Acme Glass takes care of you. For over 60 years, we're the clear leader. Our quality and value keep shining through. For repair and replacement on all kinds of glass, you can trust Acme for quality that lasts. Where quality and value keep shining through, Acme Glass.
622, Newstalk 1620, WTAW. Lawyers at the State Department have banned American ambassadors and other high-profile Foreign Service officers from participating in the Ice Bucket Challenge to raise money and awareness for Lou Gehrig's disease. This thing has raised $40 million, apparently. In a message sent this week to all U.S. diplomatic missions, the lawyers said it runs afoul of federal ethics rules that are barring officials from using public office for private gain, no matter how worthy the cause. Also pointed out that choosing among worthy charities can be a difficult personal decision that's made even more difficult when high-ranking State Department personnel and high-profile positions are asked to participate in a charitable fundraising, and concerns about preference and favoritism will always arise. And that part is probably correct. I can certainly understand that. Obviously, organization would say you did this for organization A, you didn't do it for organization B. So kind of giving them a little bit of shelter there from doing that before it becomes a problem. 623.
Want to make a splash in your own backyard? Get a new in-ground swimming pool from The Pool Guy. The Pool Guy's been building pools in the Brazos Valley for over 20 years. And since The Pool Guy's a 1993 Texas A&M graduate with his degree in environmental design, you'll get a perfectly designed swimming pool that's spot on with your concept and your budget. Call The Pool Guy and make a splash in your backyard. The Pool Guy. Call 575-6200. 575-6200. The Pool Guy.
GM lawyers are being investigated. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. General Motors lawyers are under scrutiny. The Wall Street Journal says federal prosecutors are trying to determine whether GM's legal department withheld evidence of faulty ignition switches from regulators and delayed a safety recall of vehicles that had defective switches. A source says the legal department is just one area being investigated for potential criminal liability. Gap posted stronger than expected quarterly results. The clothing retailer says bargain hunters were attracted by discounts at its Old Navy chain. Gap's profit was up more than 9%. The company also announced plans to expand into India. Ford announced new recalls. A wiring problem will be repaired on nearly 160,000 Focus and Escape vehicles from the last two model years. A small number of brand new Focus and C-Max cars are also being recalled. A potential problem with the steering gears will be corrected. Stock market futures are lower this morning. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
All you know is the phones aren't ringing and you're not getting enough new customers to grow your business. You know that online marketing is critical, but where do you start? Who can you turn to for sound advice on implementing a marketing program that works? You need YP. YP is the largest marketing agency for small business in America. Starting with the Yellow Pages over 100 years ago, YP has powered local business with marketing services ranging from web design to search engine marketing. Look, you have to be the expert in your business, but you don't have to be the expert in online marketing. YP can do that. And to prove it, they're giving you a free online business listing, an essential first step to being found by customers. Over 70 million potential customers search YP.com and the YP mobile app each month. And if you're not there, they can't find you. Claim your free business listing now and discover the power that is YP. Don't get left behind. Claim your free listing and start getting found today. Visit MyFreeYP.com. MyFreeYP.com. MyFreeYP.com.
The Dow Jones Report is brought to you by Allen Honda. Allen's got your Honda. Let's do the weather. It's 625, and it's brought to you this morning by Norman G. Tractor. Go to normangtractor.com, your number one Kubota dealer, and voted best in the Brazos for 11 straight years. All right, about 99 or 100, something like that. Heat index about 104, so winds aren't going to be up very much today. We did get a break earlier this week because the winds were up, but just going to kind of swelter a little bit on us. Low temperature tonight will be 77. We'll continue this pattern at least through Tuesday, and at least now they're saying there's a slight chance of showers on Tuesday. Winds out of the south right now at 7, 88% relative humidity, partly cloudy skies, and we're looking at 78 degrees.
Hallmark Cleaners understands you make an investment in your clothes, so they don't cut corners when it comes to your dry cleaning. Hallmark Cleaners provides quality processing at competitive pricing. They have three VCS locations, South College Avenue, Rockberry Road at Highway 6, and Welburn Road next to Chicken Express, as well as one in Navasota. Experience great convenience with Hallmark's drive-thru and same-day in-by-9, out-after-5 service. Hallmark Cleaners, the Brazos Valley's trusted dry cleaning, laundry, and alteration service for over 20 years.
Many parents today try to shield their children from problems, conflict, and trouble, which is likely going to cause more trouble down the road. I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know. Coming up, brought to you by Opus. Good times await you with the new Opus season. Get all the season info and order your single and season tickets now at mscopus.org. If you have a lot of credit card debt, let me ask you something. What if there was a way for you to once and for all get out of debt? I mean, really get out of debt without a lot of hassle and no huge fees. Well, there is. You see, Family Financial Education Foundation, a nonprofit agency, has a program that can lower your payments, lower your interest rates, stop the collection calls, and get you out of debt. And Family Financial will do all the work. They'll negotiate with your creditors. They'll handle everything. All you have to do is call to get things started. There's no obligation. Remember, they're a nonprofit agency. There's no hard sell here. Just great advice and friendly service. If all that debt is weighing heavy on you, let Family Financial lift the burden. Call today, 877-789-4173. 877-789-4173. Family Financial has helped thousands of people just like you get out of debt. Call 877-789-4173. Not available in all states. Many parents today do so much for their kids that their kids don't really learn how to live life.
I think that it comes from all our best intentions. We come from being parented by autocratic family models where the dad was a dictator and it was like you do as you're told or else.
Dr. Elisa Medhus, author of the book Raising Everyday Heroes.
We've swung the other way to become very nurturing, very youth-centric, very involved in our kids' lives, and those are all good things until it crosses a certain line where you rescue them from the very experience of life.
And as this generation is now going out into the real world, the consequences of this are starting to show.
Kids are coming back home with their tail tucked between their legs from college. College professors lament the fact that parents call up arguing about assignments. This is college, and trying to get their grade revised or trying to get them into classes that are already full and such, instead of letting the kid handle these things on his own. And we are under this misconception that it's our job to ensure their everyday happiness, and that is simply not true.
Instead, kids need to learn to fight their own battles and make their own way through life without mommy or daddy trying to fix everything for them.
Struggle is good. Hardship is good for children. As long as they're surrounded by unconditionally loving sources of support that will turn that hardship into lessons that will serve the kid the rest of his life.
It's somethingyoushouldknow.net. I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
Good times await you with the new Opus Junior Series. Order your family's season tickets now and see these two events for only $40. Wild Kratts Live, sponsored by Shenandoah Veterinary Clinic, and John Tartaglia's Imagine Ocean, sponsored by the George Bush Presidential Library and Museum. The Opus Junior Series is sponsored by Chick-fil-A Aggieland and South College Station, Primrose School of College Station, and Opus Encore. Season and single tickets on sale now. Call 845-1234.
WTAW News Time is 6:30. It's 77 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by St. Joseph Health System, the region's leader in expert healthcare closer to home. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. Next week's regular meeting of the College Station City Council is being moved up to Monday, in part because of the A&M football season opener on Thursday. The agenda includes consideration of two business developments.
One involves land on the southwest corner of Rock Prairie and Holloman near the Jackson Hole driving range. Council's being asked to change the comprehensive plan to allow a commercial area featuring a convenience store. City staff say across Rock Prairie, recent approval is given to preliminary plans for a restricted suburban development. In a separate item, a software company that purchased city land 3 years ago along the east side of the freeway south of Fitch wants to expand again. Standard Core currently has an $8 million payroll with 104 employees. A proposed economic development agreement calls for Standard Core to add 15 employees with an annual payroll of at least $1 million and construct a new building with a minimum value of $3 million. City would vacate the rear portion of Technology Way, turn 30 adjacent acres of land into green space, and fast-track the expansion plans. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
The explosion in oil and gas production in Texas is making it tough on lots of other employers. College Station Mayor Nancy Berry says it's a battle to hire and retain city employees.
The first responders, they can go out to the oil patch and make a whole lot more money because they need fire protectors out there. And As Kelly Templin, our city manager, said yesterday at workshop, we're at like Midland Light. You can get an attorney who says, well, you know, I'm only making $80,000, but I can get my CDL and make $110,000 driving a truck. I'm going to go drive a truck. We're seeing those individuals who would become a firefighter in the oil patch.
Among the changes the College Station City Council made during 3 days of budget workshops this week is add more money to fund 3% pay raises for firefighters by reducing the number of new positions next year from 7 to 5. Governor Perry says any future legal bills he incurs fighting two felony indictments will be paid for with campaign funds, not taxpayer dollars. Perry has spent $80,000 in public funds on the case so far. A spokeswoman says she doesn't know if there are plans to reimburse the state for Perry's past legal expenses. As of June 30th, Perry has more than $4 million in campaign money. Meantime, the governor's lawyers are dismissing accusations that his investigation into the state's controversial Cancer Research and Prevention Institute led to any criminal activity.
Perry's lead attorney, Tony Busby, did acknowledge that Siebert was under investigation for questionable grants at the time Governor Perry vetoed the budget. Busby says they received the following message on Wednesday from Chris Walling, the Public Integrity Unit's primary investigator.
At no time in the Siebert investigation was Governor Rick Perry or anyone from the governor's office a target. At no time did I ever obtain evidence that suggested any wrongdoing on behalf of Governor Rick Perry or the governor's office.
Perry attorney Ben Ginsburg says the indictment falls apart without Siebert.
The Siebert issue is a red herring that the Democrats are trying to make float upstream, and it doesn't work.
In Austin, Chris Fox, TSN News.
Moving into late August, those who follow the weather have been asking about the absence of hurricanes in the Gulf of Mexico. Texas A&M climatologist Robert Cordy says due to climate changes, the Pacific is where the action has been this summer.
In the Atlantic, what's happened is the atmosphere is warm, but the water temperatures are normal. And so the marriage of a relatively cool ocean and a warmer atmosphere has had an inhibiting.
In addition to no hurricanes in the Gulf, there have been no 100-degree temperatures this summer as measured at Easterwood Airport, where official records are kept. Visitors to downtown Bryan Saturday may run across people holding historical firearms. Bryan police report current state law allows for pre-1899 black powder revolvers or replicas and long rifles to be carried in public. And Saturday from 11 to 2, BPD reports members of the Brazos County subchapter of Open Carry Texas will be at the corner of William Joel Bryan and Main Street. The notice given to police says members would be promoting First and Second Amendment rights. The first Saturday in October, the Brazos Valley Museum of Natural History holds its Boonville Days event. Part of that is the Buffalo Stampede Half Marathon and 5K Run. Museum Director Deborah Kalman announced Thursday the participation of South Africa's John McEnroy, who has a worldwide following with his I Wear Red Socks on Friday campaign and a race honoring a group of World War II prisoners of war.
He was captured in a concentration camp, and when they were there, he and his mates, as they called each other, vowed that if any of them escaped, they would always wear red socks on Friday to remember each other. And John was so inspired by this that he decided to resurrect this race and call it Unagwaja, which in South African means rabbit.
The stampede will also feature, for the first time, cheer stations where volunteer groups are invited to take positions along the race route and compete for cash prizes. WTAW News Time is 6:35. It's 77 degrees. This look at news brought to you by St. Joseph Health System. We'll have more news for you at 7 or anytime on our website, WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Your relationship with your doctor is the foundation of health for you and your family. That's why choosing a doctor you trust, an expert who makes you feel secure and comfortable, one with convenient hours and same-day appointments, is so important and is as close as St. Joseph. Schedule your appointment today by calling 979-774-2121 or register online at st-joseph.org. St. Joseph Physicians, expert care focused on you.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase. When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of those businesses who sponsor the games of your favorite team. Businesses like Pioneer Steel, Rudy's Barbecue, Garland Shelton Imports, and Prosperity Bank. Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Good morning. It's 6:37. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Barker's Heating and Cooling. From August to September 31st, buy a complete air conditioning system with Barker's Heating and Cooling and get an evaporator coil free. That's a $500 value, or get a $500 in credit toward the new system. All right. Got some numbers for you from the weather guy.
Plenty of sunshine and plenty of heat will continue through today with high temperatures well up in the 90s to near 100 during this afternoon. Overnight clear and warm. Low temperature by Saturday morning, 75 to 80. Little change in the forecast for the weekend as well, as sunshine will continue right on through Saturday. Temperatures near 100. Clear skies, upper 70s at night, and mostly to occasionally partly sunny on Sunday near 100. This is meteorologist Gary Best, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
You know, he's a stud. I kind of look at him as a mix of Trey Carson with his physical side in him. He's got some shift to him like Trey Williams.
That's Jordan Mastrogiovanni talking about Mike Davis, who's the starting running back for South Carolina. And there are reports, or at least rumors, saying that Mike Davis may not play. He kind of laughed him off, but we'll have more on that. A&M has a couple of players on the watch list for Earl Campbell's Tyler Rose Award, Major League Baseball, Little League Baseball, preseason football, and a whole lot more coming up in sports here in about 12 minutes.
So the Houston Chronicle is reporting that in the days before Governor Perry's indictment on his veto of funding for the Public Integrity Unit, that the Travis County District Attorney's Office had requested the next legislature to go ahead and restore most of that funding. Chronicle's Mike Ward quotes the new Senate Finance Chairperson, that'd be Jane Nelson, as in favor of such a move. She says, "I've never thought this unit should be placed as an attachment to the Travis County District Attorney's Office. I'm certain we will have extensive discussions during the next legislative session regarding where they should be placed, but we need to move them somewhere less partisan."
Because there's nothing partisan about being indicted.
Ward reported that the DA, of course, Miss Lumberg, had requested $6.7 million for the unit from the next fiscal biennium. It's less than the $7.5 million that had been funded and was vetoed by Perry. With the developments this week, though, even the unit's defenders are skeptical that the funding will be restored. We'll see. You know, there had been discussion about moving it underneath the Attorney General's office. And again, I don't know if there's been a Republican DA in Travis County. It's been a while, that's for sure, because Ronnie Earl was there for, I don't know, like 73 years, I think.
I was going to say, since I went to school in Austin.
And he's a Democrat. And, and so is Lundberg. And so it's Lundberg. Sorry. Lundberg is from the office space. Sorry about that. But anyway, And again, as happens, for instance, Madison, Wisconsin's another example. The state capital of a state is very liberal. Most of the state is conservative. It's the way it is in Austin. So we'll see how that shakes out. But, you know, one of the things that's really important for Perry is, I mean, he's got to get this thing cleared up if he wants to run for president again. And my understanding is one of the judges involved also has a reelection campaign coming up. And so, you know, you don't want to be out there in the spotlight for the wrong reason when people have a chance to go and vote. Rather be in the best possible light if you could. So we'll see if this may be the real true definition of a speedy trial. You know what I'm saying? Just get it in there and get it out. All right, here we go. CBS and New York Times decided they wanted to poll people about the tension in Ferguson, Missouri. So here are the numbers from their poll. 59% of U.S. Americans think the protesters' actions have gone too far. Just 32% say the same about the police. More African Americans than whites think the police have gone too far. Of course, 50 to 27%. Not too surprising. 2 out of 3 U.S. Americans don't know whether the shooting of Michael Brown was justified. Well, why are you asking people on the street that? I mean, it really doesn't matter what they think. It's kind of what happens when the investigation's complete. But, go ahead.
So much of this is from just that.
Yeah.
Nobody knows what happened.
Yeah. Well,
and we're not going to know for a while. So let's go blow stuff up. That'll be fun.
Right. Well, the mozons like us on the street, don't ask. I mean, how do I know? I'm not going to express an opinion. Jeez. 56% of U.S. Americans have at least some confidence that the local investigation will be conducted fairly. 59% of U.S. Americans, including 67% of the whites, but just 43% of the blacks, think the protesters' actions, again, had gone too far. So there you go.
And an AP report put the number of arrests at about 147 or so.
Okay.
127 were from Ferguson.
Really?
A lot of the people coming in from surrounding areas.
Okay, so we're really talking about 5% of these folks.
And they said overnight that it's been getting better. And I actually, from what I've heard, I want to give credit because I believe this is the case, but I've heard a few reports that on the ground, a lot of the community leaders are helping to scale this back. And that's what it's really going to take, is the leaders from inside the community saying, look, stop.
Yeah, well, again, if it's outside agitation, that's the last thing they want. It's bad publicity for their town.
Well, sure.
They don't want to be a part of that. But in the words of Rahm Emanuel, never waste a crisis.
An ISIS. Oh, crisis.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Wow.
Florida Democrat Congresswoman Debbie Wasserman Schultz has again brought up racism during a discussion about Republican attitudes toward immigration. But it's okay. As long as you can tie R is for Republican, R is for racism, you're doing your job, Debbie. You betcha. Anyway, during an interview with Jorge Ramos with the Fusion, she said, quote, the Republicans have not only played politics with immigration for too long, but I think deeply embedded in too many of the Republicans in the House of Representatives is a threat of bigotry that is appalling. There you go. You go ahead and roll the old bigotry word out there. Yeah, that's her job, though. You have to understand.
I'd like to roll her out of something.
I understand, but that's the way it is. Let's see what else.
If I was in the House, I would consider trying to go after her with censure. You're calling all of us a racist?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I could see that.
Watch this.
Claire McCaskill, who's the Democrat senator from Missouri, said yesterday that she's going to lead a hearing next month into the militarization of local police departments on the heels of everything going on in Ferguson. Hearing will be held with the Financial and Contracting Oversight Subcommittee and take a look at the continuing influx of surplus U.S. military equipment that is being sold or, in some cases, given to local police departments. She was in Ferguson last week. She said, we need to demilitarize this situation. This kind of response by the police has become the problem instead of the solution. Well, let's call it a problem, but I don't know about it, the problem. Anyhow, and I tend to agree. I mean, we've talked about that early on, that show of response can do nothing but ramp things up. And Israeli warplanes, not politics, but Israeli warplanes apparently have killed 3 top Hamas commanders in southern Gaza yesterday.
I saw that.
That's again, continuing to ramp up. But as long as the president is safely on the golf course, we're fine.
Oh, he's absolutely safely there.
As long as he understands what his priorities are, then we should be okay.
I'm Frank Verisco, market president at American Momentum Bank. If your bank is in transition mode, making it difficult for even your simple banking needs like direct deposit and bill pay, even subjecting you to account number changes, let American Momentum Bank provide the stability and predictability that you deserve. We want to be your bank, not just for today, but for a lifetime. Why not switch for the last time to American Momentum Bank? American Momentum Bank, commercial, small business, and personal banking. We do the ordinary extraordinarily well. Member FDIC.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
You've been hearing it for years. Maybe this year you'll get involved. Fall is a great time for planting. Trees and shrubs planted now will establish good root systems long before the spring growth spurt and even farther in advance of the traumatic days of next summer. Plan your fall landscaping makeover. I'll have details right after this message. A year ago at this time, I was working feverishly to get Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening underway. I wanted to produce a book that would be the best book I had ever published. This is the first book I have self-published. My book is not in stores. It's not on Amazon. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening has 844 of my photographs, 344 pages. It is the book I've always wanted to offer to you. Now, normally it's priced at $32.95, but it's on sale for only $28.95. It would be wonderful if you're planning fall landscape improvements or if you're looking for a holiday gift. Now, that's Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. Remember, it is not in stores, and you also will not find it on Amazon. The chapters cover everything you need to be successful in gardening in the Lone Star State. Order it at neilsperry.com, NEILSPERRY.com, or call 1-800-752-GROW, 1-800-752-4769. Nurseries have outstanding supplies of quality plant material this time of year, and nurserymen have more time now than they will next spring to help you plan your new plantings. In that spirit, let's look at some tips to replanting an existing landscape. We remodel our home's interiors periodically. Let's remodel the landscape. Start by determining your family's needs. Perhaps they've changed through the years since your landscape was first planted. Where you needed play areas before, perhaps you'd like room for a flower or vegetable garden now. Determine exactly how each part of your landscape should be used. Next, identify the parts of your existing landscape that you intend to save. Large shade trees and privacy hedges, for example, might take years to replace. Ground cover beds, low border shrubs, and even turf grass, on the other hand, can quickly be changed out in your remodeling program. You'll also want to consider all the non-living parts of your landscape, including fences, sidewalks, patios, and walks. Do you need to make changes? Do they function properly? Could they stand modernization? Keep your mind open and entertain all options. Sometimes, removing a perfectly good plain concrete sidewalk and putting an attractive brick, flagstone, or concrete paver walk-in, maybe in a different and more interesting location even, can make a night and day difference in the appearance of your landscape. If your landscape has been established for more than 10 years, you'll certainly find many new and exciting plants to include in your redo. The trend in the past decade has been toward dwarf plants with smaller forms of hollies, nandinas, crepe myrtles, junipers, pyracanthus even, and pittosporums being just a few of the common examples. You'll enjoy your new landscape more if you avoid the taller plants that require frequent pruning and shaping. There's also quite a great trend toward herb and perennial plantings, and landscapes now are less formal than they were 15 or 20 or 25 years ago. These are often included in cottage garden-style plantings reminiscent of the early 1900s in Texas. Many nurseries now offer old rose varieties dating back beyond 1900, antique roses they are. Many of the earth-kind roses recommended by Texas A&M Research, many of those are antique roses. You'll want to use curved beds along with some type of edging to delineate your plantings. Metal edging in curved patterns works quite well, or you can use sections of pressure-treated wood posts sunk vertically in the ground far enough that the tops are just above the soil surface. I like that green metal edging, though it's the easiest to use. I'm Neil Sperry. That's Plant Talk Texas for another day. Until next time, happy gardening.
All right, gang, if you haven't got your Sleep Number yet, you need to go find out what it is, and it's real easy to do. Drift down Texas Avenue right across from Chick-fil-A and Specs. The fiscal address is 1530 South Texas Avenue, suite number 500. You lay down on one of their beds. They've got this monitor projected up on the screen or on the ceiling, and you can see exactly where the pressure points are. They start adjusting that mattress to fit just you, and once they reach where you don't see any more pressure points, that's your Sleep Number. That's your baseline, because then you can adjust it any way you want. They've got dual air technology, so both sides of the bed are independently adjustable. So you can have one number and your partner can have another number. Now, in that same vein, they can adjust the temperature on both sides of the bed. And now with Sleep IQ, you can add that to the system when you buy it, and then you can tell how well you're sleeping. And it's awesome. It's an app. You pull it up on your phone and you can see exactly how well or unwell you slept the night before. Find out more. Go get your Sleep Number taken at the Sleep Number store. Again, they're on Texas Avenue. And when you do, tell them I said hey. I should probably mention my Sleep Number 65, too. It is at 6:51. Good morning. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, and it's all brought to you by Atkinson Toyota. Fighting Texas Aggie football ranked number 21 in the country in the AP poll, while the South Carolina Gamecocks are in at number 9. Well, USC's number 9 ranking is in part due to star Mike Davis, who has suffered a series of minor injuries through the fall camps, most notably a rib injury this past Saturday. Head coach Steve Spurrier says the Heisman Trophy candidate may not even be able to play against the Aggs, which is big news for defensive linebacker Jordan Mastrovgiovanni, who holds Davis in very high regard.
You know, he's a stud. I kind of look at him as a mix of Trey Carson with the physical, with his physical side, and he's got some shift to him like Trey Williams. And yeah, he's about 5'9", I think 225 around there. That's what we have him at. So, you know, he's going to be a load. We got to really swarm the ball and gang tackle him.
Let's be clear, though. It's all speculation because Davis sent out a tweet earlier in the day laughing off reports that he would miss the season opener. Texas A&M doing good in the pool. Cypress, Texas native Camille Adams just keeps getting better as the U.S. national champion and now Pan-Pacific champion. Adams tallied her first ever victory in international competition with a gold medal in the 200-meter butterfly in the Gold Coast of Australia. Texas A&M's Malcolm Kennedy and Trey Williams were named on the watch list for the 2014 Earl Campbell Tyler Rose Award, which is given annually to the nation's top offensive player with ties to the state of Texas. The number 9 Texas A&M soccer team starts their 2014 campaign with two this weekend. They'll play the Dayton Flyers tonight and Stephen F. Austin and the Lady Jacks on Sunday. Both games start at 7 o'clock. Two former Texas A&M women's basketball standouts begin the WNBA playoffs. Danielle Adams and the San Antonio Stars fell to Minnesota 88-84. And Cindy Carter is with the Indiana Fever, and they take on Washington. In Major League Baseball, the Houston Astros were looking for a sweep last night.
Swung on and lined down the right field line, heading toward the corner. It's a base hit, going to the right field wall. Teixeira scores, Prado scores, Headley to second with a double. It is a two-run double for Chase Headley, and the Yankees take a 2-0 lead.
And they did in the bottom of the second and never let go because Brandon McCarthy pitched a four-hitter, and the Yanks avoided the brooming by beating the Astros 3-0 yesterday. New York won for just the third time in the last 10 games. Houston heads to Cleveland for a 6:05 start tonight. The Rangers had the night off. They'll ramp it back up against the Kansas City Royals at the ballpark in Arlington tonight at 7:05. Dallas Cowboys linebacker Devontae Holloman has what Coach Jason Garrett described as a career-ending neck injury. Garrett says Holloman has been dealing with neck issues for a couple of weeks and went on to say that it could have been a whole lot worse.
It's a hard thing for a player to realize that, but in a lot of ways, you know, for him, he's fortunate that it wasn't more severe and that he's going to go live a very happy, healthy life.
The linebacker played in Saturday's preseason game against Baltimore but came out midway through the fourth quarter. Cowboys continue preseason against Ryan Tannehill and the Dolphins tomorrow, kickoff at 6 o'clock. Texans are in Colorado to put in work against the Broncos, and after last season, any news is good news, and it looks like, at least according to head coach Bill O'Brien and from his perspective, that J.J. Watt and Jadeveon Clowney will be a force to be reckoned with on the defense for the Texans.
I believe that when our defense goes out there, our frontline defense is a good defense. They play well together. They communicate well together. We've got to really improve the depth of our defense, and that's what we're trying to do. But I believe that our top defenders went out there and had a good couple days.
In NFL preseason action last night.
Bowles back again. He looks right. He loops it to McCoy at the 20. Cuts back at the 15, at the 10, at the 5. McCoy in for the touchdown. J.D. McCoy on the little screen right.
Nick Foles threw one touchdown pass and led Philadelphia's starting offense to three first-half scores in a 31-21 victory over the Pittsburgh Steelers. In Little League World Series action, Josh Houston still on fire with a clutch two-run single. Reliever Cameron Buford pitched a tense scoreless sixth inning, and Chicago held off Philadelphia 6-5. They'll now play Las Vegas tomorrow in the U.S. title game in the Little League World Series. And finally, Bo Van Pelt takes a one-shot lead over Cameron Tringle in today's second round of the Barclays. It's the first of four PGA Tour playoff events. World number one Rory McIlroy stumbled out of the gate with a 3-over-74, his worst start in a tournament in 2 months. He starts today 9 shots off the lead. And that's been a look at your sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryant, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620. WTAW.
Lee's Carpet resists spills and stains so well, we are having a spillabration.
Enjoy 50% off with 18 months special financing on selected styles of Lee's Carpet. Plus, you can save up to 30% on selected hardwood, laminate, and tile floors too. Ron, tell me, why should we come in now and save on Lee's Carpet?
Lee's has the newest styles and colors and the best warranties of any carpet. Come see us today at Aggieland Carpet 1 on Highway 6, next to Harley Davidson.
You know, we've talked before about classic collision and restoration, doing work that a lot of shops can't even do, and part of it has to do with what they've got going for them. For instance, a 10,000 square foot workspace. They have a graver frame machine. They've got heated paint booths with baking capabilities. They've got this giant rotisserie that actually can turn the body so that if they need to do baking soda blasting, they can do that. In other words, equipment that can, in fact, return your vehicle to maybe better than it was before it got there. And also that has to do with the kind of work that they do when it comes to restorations. But understand the classic collision restoration, not your typical body shop, in that they can do a lot of things that other folks can't. That's why people bring their cars from all over to have Doug and his crew work on them. They're located on Highway 21 West near Sioux Falls Prater. You can follow them on Facebook. You can go to the website, which is classiccollisionandrestoration.com, or you can call them at 779-8399, Classic Collision and Restoration.
Hi, I'm David Schulte. When it comes to roofing warranties, how much do you really understand and how good are they? At Schulte Roofing, we make them easy to understand. For example, our workmanship warranty is for the life of your roof. That's it. No tricks, no gimmicks, just solid professional roof installations. Schulte Roofing is the only place that's offering a lifetime workmanship warranty. There are no holes in our installations or the guarantees that back them up. They're bulletproof.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the bulletproof roof.
I remember the look on our kids' faces when I told them we were going to Schlitterbahn. You'd think I just told them that school was canceled forever. I remember how excited our 10-year-old got when he saw the miles of tube chutes and slides, the waves in the rivers, and thrilling adventures. Our teenage daughter was so excited she even forgot that her cell phone was stashed in a locker. And believe me, that's saying a lot. I remember the whole family sharing tubes and holding on for the ride. That's right. My kids were actually sharing. Even my husband was laughing like a kid again. And that was just when he found out that parking was free. We shared a lot of fun on our family vacation to Schlitterbahn. And I'll hold on to the memories forever.
Hold on to your family and summer fun at Schlitterbahn Water Parks. With unique experiences in New Braunfels, Galveston Island, and South Padre Island, there's something for everyone. Purchase tickets, make resort reservations, and view water park schedules at Schlitterbahn.com.
It's the hottest, coolest time in Texas. We're going to Schlitterbahn.
Let's do some weather, shall we? It's brought to you this morning by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair for over 28 years. Go to anchorfoundationrepair.net. High temperature today, about 100 degrees. Well, they're saying 99. Low temperature tonight, around 77. Let's take that and do it every day until Tuesday of next week, and that's pretty much our forecast. No mention of rain in the forecast till we get to Tuesday, and then it's only about 20%. Right now, winds are out of the south at 7. Humidity is 88%. We've got partly cloudy skies at 79. It's 7 o'clock, WTAW, College Station Drive.